Hello, I'm Lukman Haris. You are watching a very special episode of Agenda Awani. Now, the quest to become a high-income developed nation requires a few moving parts and requires many things to fall into place. Now, the ones that we always hear about are the consumer-facing issues, such as digital economy and things like that, and improving the quality of life generally for Malaysians. But the country has also made strides in other fields as well. Now, following the last launch of their satellite, the Myiasat 3D, back in June 2022, Myiasat has been recognised as Regional Satcom Operator of the Year 2023. Now, this is what we want to talk about today. How do we go, or how does Myiasat go beyond connectivity and humanise the digital divide by empowering the communities they serve through the advancements in technology? This is what we want to focus on today, in a very interesting episode where I have two guests in the studio. Mr. Reza Hassan is the chairman of Myiasat Global Berhad, and Mr. Yao Cheong Lim is the CEO or Chief Operating Officer of Myiasat Satellite Systems Sdn Berhad. Gentlemen, welcome to Astro Awani.
Thank you very much.
I'd like to start with Reza first. The Euroconsult Award. Euroconsult awarded Myiasat the Regional Satcom Operator of the Year for 2023. How does Myiasat's technology specifically benefit Malaysians, and what role does it play in enhancing Malaysia's technological capabilities?
Thanks very much. So we're very, very proud to have achieved the award. It's a very worldwide recognition for us. We feel that we have an important part to play in what you are saying. We want to make sure that no Malaysian is left behind in the digital economy. A lot of the things that we living in the city take for granted, actually it's a luxury in areas of the outskirts of Malaysia.
Right.
So we want to make sure that we connect every single person out there, and nobody should be left behind with simple things like even digital banking and e-commerce. Mm. So we want to be there. And it's great that we have the worldwide recognition that basically highlights our efforts in doing these things.
Right. When you talk about the launching of satellites, right, it often sounds like a very technological and technical thing. But it's interesting to see and explore how it benefits the common man on the street. We'll touch that a bit later. But I want to go to Mr. Yao first in terms of, can you provide insights into the accomplishments that led to this recognition, to this award, and how has it impacted Myiasat's mission and the satellite telecommunication industry as a whole?
So when we look at this award itself, it's not like, you know, it's a single event that, you know, we've been recognized as winner of this award. And actually it's a series of, you know, achievement that we have been, you know, work on very, very hard, you know, the entire Myiasat team to achieve this. Just to give you some, you know, background that, you know, we have been working on this connecting the unconnected through our brand name called Connect Me. It's about like since 5 years ago. So we have been, you know, working very hard to connect the last 3-5% in the rural area. Today, we have already connected close to like 4,000 plus, you know, remote villages, and that represents roughly about like 500,000 population.
All across the country.
All across the country nationwide. And of course, you know, with the launch of our Myiasat 3D last year itself, that basically, you know, helped us to, you know, give us, you know, one step further to basically provide, you know, a faster, you know, connectivity. And in this case, we're talking about like close to like 200 megabit per second. That is kind of like a 5G equivalent connectivity. Mm. And not only that itself, you know, provide connectivity is just the first step of it. More importantly is that, you know, from that itself, we also start to provide the e-commerce and like also like the telemedicine, that kind of application. And as Reza mentioned, our ultimate aim is to become the rural service provider and provide other e-commerce services like the e-banking and so on and so forth.
Right. At the end of the day, it always comes back to empowering the people. Yeah. Right. And talking about people, Reza, Myiasat, people may not know, has a fully Malaysian workforce.
Yes.
So how does having this present or give you a unique advantage to contribute to the company's success? And what initiatives are in place to further develop local talent in your industry and also in your company?
Yeah, so we're very proud that we are 100% Malaysian. homegrown. We've been so, and we've stuck to that for the last 30 years. I mean, we've been around since 1992, launched our first satellite in 1996. And we recognize that this is an area which is important for the country and in terms of nation building. So we want to make sure that we have a very good sustainable pipeline of qualified Malaysians in this space. Apart from making sure that there's clear succession planning, we even work with all the higher educational institutions. We have internship programs. At the same time, we even try and develop new programs with them. With the view that, hey, going forward, people know that it's an exciting space. Come join us. They can see that there is a future. And they see the vision, right? They know that, hey, we have to make sure that everybody gets connected and everybody should have the same facilities to basically empower themselves so that they don't get left behind. You know?
I think the important point also is this proves or this debunks the myths that we don't have enough local talent in high value industries such as the satellite or telecommunications industry. I think Myasat is a real life example that you can utilize local human capital and achieve great milestones.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So I want to come back to the benefits that your initiatives have actually achieved. Yeah, can you provide concrete specific examples of how Myasat's initiatives have impacted the industry and also the communities across the country?
So, as I mentioned itself, you know, a lot of like application and whatnot, you know, it rely on the connectivity. So as a first step itself, we have to make sure that, you know, close the digital gap in the rural area. And we have put in the necessary infrastructure for the community. And we are also, you know, from there, we are not just provide the infra, we actually go down into the ground itself, our installer, our partner who share our vision. So we physically, you know, be present in the rural area to teach them, you know, what the technology can do, and also that, you know, from the technology itself, what they can leverage it. So for example, we work with, you know, some of the startup to provide the e-commerce, the logistic. I think this is we have a one program in Post Sindurut, in the quality piece, whereby we basically, you know, work with the local. We set up, you know, a center whereby we can deliver the goods and whatnot into the villages, and at the same time, you know, we also teach them, you know, what they're going to do with those goods. So rather than it's just as a recipient of the whatever aids that we provided, then they can start to, you know, make use of, you know, those the technology to basically advertise and market their goods. So because of the arrangement that we have with our partner, so the goods that they have produced or whatnot, then you can, you know, sort of like, you know, market it in the e-commerce platform and, you know, basically deliver it to the urban area. So with this activity itself, we have so far, you know, created like more than 150, you know, job in the rural area. And we also very focus on empowering those, the women entrepreneurs. So whereby, you know, they can sort of like be more independent. And our aim is to, you know, expand this program to the 3,000 sites that we have nationwide. So we hope that, you know, with this itself, that our contribution to the rural community, i.e., you know, to create that, you know, the digital economy in the country.
Right. These are communities who did not have the technology or access before Myasat came to the picture,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Now, Reza, when you talk about serving the underserved in terms of giving them connectivity, one always remembers companies like Starlink. You know, they're always in the news recently. Yeah. So can you draw parallels and also differences as to what you're doing compared to Starlink and how you differ from foreign companies such as Starlink?
Yeah. key difference is that we're on the ground, right? We can really optimize depending on the customer's final needs.
Right.
That's one very key difference. We work with partners and they actually talk to the customer, and there's a follow-on service as well.
If there's customized solutions as
yes,
well.
Yes, if it's not working as what they thought that it would be, you can always call us and we'll come back and actually deal with it. We're on the ground, right? Number two is we work with the customer's existing equipment. As in, you don't have to buy a setup box, you don't have to buy something, you know, to be connected at the last mile. We take care of that.
Right, nothing extra.
No, so if they have a tablet, they just, you know, buy the voucher and that's it. You don't need to get a setup box, you don't need to get another dish. We do that all. Because we want to make sure that we reach them where they are required, and then we optimize in accordance with their needs, right? A university will have a different need from a village, right? A village will need just certain areas of coverage, whereas a university will want more in the library, for example, or somewhere else, right?
This is not just from the start. I mean, as you've mentioned, if you started, say, the initiative and you find that it requires tweaks or improvements along the way, you're flexible to do that.
Yes, exactly. Right. So we have a service centre, people can just call and we'll come in and we'll make sure we optimise on that.
I want to talk about the Myasat's initiative, KampungDigital65.com. Which aims to bridge the digital divide in rural communities, which you've alluded to briefly before. Can you share more about the targets and the achievements of Kampung Digital 365?
So, as I mentioned earlier, we have started off with the proof of concept initiative in this post-Indurun, and that has been very successful. And today, we have already expanded this concept in five others Kampung Orang Asli. And the aim is that, you know, to expand it further. So this program itself, you know, apart from, you know, we work with, you know, our partner, but we also aim to, you know, create like a CSR program for other, you know, large corporate to participate. I think very often is that, you know, corporate, they have the fund, but they are not quite sure how to, you know, deal with that. And we will be the party to help to bridge the gap. So, as I said, everything that you do, you know, in the e-commerce, the connectivity is the utmost important thing. So we have that, you know, in place, and then we will bring along, you know, all the other application to the rural area to basically, you know, to bridge the gap. From our end itself, you know, we work with different technologies, and also that we bring together the different sort of like application to the rural area.
Right. Do you often face challenges in, say, adoption or awareness? Because you're talking about rural areas, kampung folk who may not be the most technologically savvy people. So do you face that challenge, and how do you often overcome it?
I think it's yes and no. I think the perception is that, you know, for the, you know, rural people, you know, they may not be tech savvy, but you will be surprised that, you know, they are relatively, you know, comfortable with the technology.
Right.
And I think that's also one other area that, you know, we differentiate from other service provider, whereby we go there, we are not just saying that, okay, I install this thing and then we just left. So we go there, we install the thing, and then our partner and our installer, they will actually teach the user itself how to use the technology. Not only like, you know, to say that, okay, how to, like, you know, you can connect to the Wi-Fi or whatnot. But we also teach them to make sure that, you know, provide more education that, you know, don't gonna scam or this kind of thing, right? So I think that is a very important part of it. You know, be wise to use the technology.
Right. Yeah. Reza, Yao mentioned about partnerships and collaborations just now. So sticking to the with the Kampung Digital 365 program, how do you approach partnerships and collaborations, and what do these initiatives play? What role do these initiatives play in the company's broader strategy?
I think it's a win-win-win situation. We need a partner to be on the ground and also train the end customer or the user to optimize fully what they need, right? Myasat started off as very much a B2B type business, mm-hmm. right? We were just basically selling connectivity to corporates, right? However, now we've seen the need and therefore we've pivoted to seeing a B to B2C type arrangement. But so therefore we do need a partner on the ground who has the expertise to enable, right? And at the end of the day, it makes sense for them because they get traction on their platform. It makes sense for the customer because they never would have thought that, hey, this is possible, right? That I could sell this or I could get this goods delivered to my company. And of course, from our point of view, we then it goes well with our pivoting strategy, right? We can't do it alone. So that's why I say it's a win-win-win sort of situation and strategy for us.
We've talked about real life scenarios, improving the quality of lives and connectivity for people, common folk. But can you share some examples of how Myasat's technology has been utilized in various sectors in the industries and how this specialization caters to the unique needs of specific sectors?
Okay, maybe I can just draw on an example. Like, so last year about this time in December, so we have a very unfortunate situation in Patangkali.
Yep.
So, Myasat, we received call from the ministry to say that, hey, you know, this is a situation. And with the technology that we have itself, we are probably the first one that, you know, responded and arrived into the incident area.
Right. It's funny because before, I can vouch for that because I was actually there.
Yeah.
When you guys arrived to set it up.
So before any other, you know, service provider around. Yeah. So I think that's the beauty of the, you know, the technology that we have. And very quickly, you know, we set up the Wi-Fi connectivity for the first respondent and also for the press itself. So then thereafter, the service provider, the telco service provider arrived, and then together with them, we set up all those like a mini tower or whatnot and provide the connectivity. So this is one example of it. Second one itself is also, we work very closely with those, this is more on the enterprise, we work very closely with the oil and gas company, whereby, you know, all this like an offshore platform itself, the lack of connectivity, and we have been working very closely with them to provide those connectivity to them. And of course, you know, we are also supporting various government agencies, for example, the Ministry of Education, some of those, the government network itself, we play a big part of it. Yeah.
Right. I remember when we were at Batangkali, I was at Batangkali, the first day I was there, we had trouble to actually broadcast the news live from location. We literally had zero signal, and after you came along, it was all fine. So thank you for that. But talking about natural disasters now, we are facing floods. You know, we are facing the MTL, the monsoon. Is your technology utilized in actually managing that or giving intel or information to the authorities in flood management or mitigation endeavors?
So in that aspect itself, the satellite communication technology that we have, we are able to do that. But at the same time, we are also exploring other type of satellite communication. In this case, probably we call it like an Earth observation. So that's another area that we have been putting a lot of focus on it. And we have been working with different government agency to see that how we can uplift, you know, or upgrade the technology that we have in the country such that, you know, we can address the issue more effectively.
Right. So, Reza, looking ahead to 2024, we are at the end of 2023, obviously. Can you provide some insights into Myasat's vision and strategic priorities? Simply put, what's next?
I mean, there's still a lot to do, as you know. We see that basically the digital divide is still there. But there's a huge light at the end of the tunnel because we know that as we build up, we're solving that issue. And then we open up new possibilities for education, for healthcare, for enablers, for e-commerce, and so forth. So we're very excited to be able to fulfill that, together with what the government's initiatives are, right? Mm. We work very closely with the MCMC. We know exactly what the needs are, and then we then prepare our resources accordingly. So right. We're looking forward to that.
Right. Yeah. So what are the main challenges that remain in your eventual quest to close the digital divide next year and also in the coming years?
I think that this is not something that, you know, we can address it immediately. It's going to be like, you know, it's an ongoing effort that we are going to do. So connectivity is one part, and again, you know, how we can, you know, fully leverage on the technology that we put in place in this rural area and sort of the, you know, uplift the economy of the rural area. I think that's one area that we are really focusing on, and we don't just see ourselves as like a connectivity or technology company. I think more importantly, we want to, you know, position ourselves as the rural service provider. It can be like any sort of service to the rural area.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much to both of you. Yeah. Thank you so much, Reza Hassan, the chairman of Myasat Global Berhad, and also Yao Cheong Lim, the COO, the chief operating officer of Myasat Satellite Systems, Sdn. Berhad. Now, I think we always talk about unsung heroes in terms of individuals, but in terms of companies, I think Myasat is right up there in terms of unsung heroes, because you provide services that most people can't see, but in the end have profound impacts on the daily lives of people, especially those in the rural areas. So thank you for that, and keep up the good work.
Thank you
so much to you for watching Agenda Awani. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.